West Coast 7XS, Mike O'Loughlin with you. I have Senior Constable Stephen Barrow in the studio. We're going to talk licences because, if I may first of all read out, if you're a mum or dad, you've got kids, you think, okay, they're about you, the learners, they're about you, maybe go to the P plate. December 1, new rules. Now, you can check this out at platesplus.taz.gov.au. So it's platesplus, one word lowercase, .taz.gov.au. Now, I'll mention it before we have a chat to Steve. You've got, for the learner, 80 logbook hours. Learners will need to log 80 logbook hours, including 15 hours at night. No mobile phone for learners' P's. We'll talk about that. Maximum speed limits. The learners' hazard perception test. Also, one peer passenger for P-platers. The green, new P2 plates. There's a lot there to have a look at. And if you're going for your license, you need to know all of this stuff. So it's interesting. So first of all, Steve, back to you, and a very good morning, by the way.
Yes, good morning, Mike, and good morning to everyone listening.
Now, L1s, let's start there right at the beginning, because December 1, let's talk about the rules. Maximum speed.
Yes, the maximum speed for L1 learners is now 90 kilometres an hour. That's right across Tasmania. So it makes it a little bit easier for people to know what their maximum speed is.
And I mentioned about the night driving. There's rules here. They need to have a bit of experience?
Yes, if you're a current L1 or think about getting your L plates for the first time, you will be required to have 15 hours of night driving in total. If you're an L2 currently, then you're exempt from that particular requirement.
And as I mentioned on the website, the hazard perception test, could you tell me about that?
Yes, the hazard perception test is a new test that's been introduced to make learners become more aware of the hazards that are out there on the road. I'm not sure of the form of the test. I haven't seen it myself, but I know in other states they have a bit of a video going. You've got to identify hazards as it's going through the video.
And when you live on the West Coast, we have a fair share of hazards here. I mean, you've only got to mention one word, winter, and there's a fair few around then.
Exactly. And simple hazards like children playing on the side of the road. You see
good call.
People on scooters, on skateboards around, on push bikes, they're all hazards as well that the novice driver needs to be aware of.
Now, if you've done well in your L's and you're moving up to P's, you little beauty, you're having a celebration party at home and mum and dad are thrilled, you're a new P1 driver. Tell me about these new rules from December 1.
So the big one for the P1s, and that's for all the new P1 drivers, not the current ones out there, so you're only allowed to have one peer passenger on board with you. And so a peer passenger is someone between the age of 16 and 21 years of age. You can have family members unincluded in that. And if you've got work requirements where you need to have more people in the car for work, that's okay as well, or if there's some sort of emergency. If you do get pulled over by the police and you have more than the required number in the car, then it's up to you to justify to the police why you've got extra people in the car.
And, of course, there will be fines. Now, this is the thing you've got to realise, and if you're a learner and a P-planner, you probably don't have an awful lot of scrunchie in your pocket, so to speak, and so therefore these fines can really put you out.
Exactly. It's worth looking after yourself and looking after your back pocket as well.
And make sure that if you have got the people in the car, they are the ones that are allowed to be there. That's important for the new P1. What about maximum speed for P1?
So the maximum speed for your P1 has been increased to 100 kilometres an hour across the board. So not quite the 110 up at Burnie to Devonport, but for most part of where you are on the West Coast, 100 k's is more than enough.
But you know that if you go over that, you've only got to go a couple of k's over and you're in a whole world of hurt. And it's the same for the 90 k's. Suddenly if they see that they're a learner and they're out there and they're with someone, they suddenly see, and they're probably the person sitting next to them giving them the rules forgets to say, hey, look, that says 110. That doesn't mean you.
Exactly. 100 is for the maximum, regardless of what the speed limit says.
Now, the other one, which is, I think a lot of us, look, in particular me, and they go, oh, yeah, good on you, because you notice nowadays we all have our mobile phone in our hand continuously. It's there, it's in the pocket, it's somewhere, but it's on us all the time. This is the rule now is all total mobile phone use has been banned. You can't even use you can't plug it in for music or anything, can you?
That's right. For all your L1s and P1s, you can't be using the mobile phone for any voice calls, including hands-free. Now, with the music, though, for music and GPS work, you are allowed to use your mobile phone for that. But the caveat there is that you can only set it up before you start driving. You can't be switching tracks or changing songs, even with your voice, if you're using the phone as a music device.
So if you're driving along in the police car in the vehicle and you suddenly see them all of a sudden reach down to change something, you know that you might be changing music, that's wrong.
Exactly right.
Can't do that. Well, okay, that's interesting. So it goes really to adults driving the normal license. You can obviously, hands-free is okay for you driving. You've got your license. instance, okay, but for the P1, no. And if you must remember, if you wish to have your music playing, set it up before you start.
That's right.
Before you go on. Okay. P2, so you're onto the P2 now. Your plate's changed colour. You're feeling very big. You little beauty. I want to tell my mates, but new P2 drivers will display the green P. And current P2, no need to display. Tell me about that.
That's right. So
they'll be thrilled about this.
I think so. I think the current P2 ones will probably enjoy not having to go and spend a bit extra coin to buy the plates. But if you're on your current P ones now, when you move up to P2s, you will be required to display the green P.
Well, tell me, all learners, P's, P2s, I mean, I guess we already knew that, but absolutely no alcohol. Exactly. Zero, 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 everything.
Yes, that's right. No alcohol for anyone on their L's, P's at all.
Also, motorcycles.
Yes, just want to point out that the motorcycle learner, P1, is a maximum of 80 kilometres an hour still. That hasn't changed. So even though we've been talking about the P1 drivers going up to 100 kilometres an hour, that does not apply to motorcycles.
Motorcycles, it's 80.
Correct.
And, of course, you will be booked. And the thing about it is you tend to think when you pull someone over, you must get it. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, hang on. If you're going for these particular plates and licences and whatever plates you're on, be it LPs, you have to know the rules.
Exactly. You can't get your licence without passing the test. Yeah. And the test includes things like maximum speeds for learners of cars and motorcycles.
Gee, I forgot, officer. I'm so sorry about that. Well, you're going to get booked.
Exactly.
Simple as that. But look, on a positive, if you're doing all the right things, it's going okay, there is a safe driver reward.
That's right. And that's part of what the Tasmanian government's put out. It encourages young people to drive responsibly. So if you have no demerit points, no suspensions, cancellations or disqualifications while you're learning and in through your P1 and P2s, at the end of that, if you've done the right thing, well, the government will reward you by giving you your first 3 years of your full licence for free.
Your first 3 years of full licence free. That's about $75 saving.
That's right.
A lot of money for a young person.
It certainly is, and if you've been...
Good one.
Subject to demerit points, you've already lost some extra money there as well. And so it's just savings all around.
Also, look, serious injuries to young Tasmanians. I mean, we've had an accident just recently with a motorcycle, and allegedly it was the helmet not being on properly. We need to look at all of those. And obviously there's been a lot of serious injuries. So this can change and assist in not getting, the results we have been.
Well, exactly right. And there's some research done that between 2008 and 2018, we had 528 serious injuries to young Tasmanians. And that's part of bringing in this graduated licensing system. It certainly is too many. And it also brings us in line with the rest of the country as well.
Well, Steve, so you can go to transport.tas.gov.au. There's a whole stack. Look, you can really check it out. But I want to ask you that you only recently, speaking of which, a hooning offender was arrested just the other day.
That's right. On Friday, we arrested a young Queenstown male for hooning. He was caught by members of the public driving while disqualified, and is responsible for several of the burnouts done around town. So I just want to let the public know that we are doing something about these miscreant drivers and holding to account where we can.
Oh, good news. Well, I think it's good news anyway, get them off the streets. But look, they're all new rules. They're really easy to follow, and the websites are actually incredibly easy to follow as well for L1, P1, P2s, etc. Look, Steve, thank you for coming, and I really appreciate it, especially from Tasmania Police, to give us, here's the accurate facts, here's getting your licence, and good luck to all those, and congratulations if you're getting of that age and you're having a crack at your licence. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Mike.